Thank the Lord for the children's choir.
我也要为我们儿童诗班感谢神。
And I also like to wish the fathers a happy Father's Day.
我也祝福各位父亲做父亲的父亲节快乐。
This morning I would like to speak on the topic of honor your father.
今天早晨我想跟各位分享的是关于如何的来孝敬我们的父亲。
I'd like to begin just by reading one verse in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
我今天就跟各位读一节的圣经是在出埃及记第二十章第十二节。
Exodus 20:12 says, Honor your father and your mother.So that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
出埃及记第二十章第十二节说，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that we can come before you this morning to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你今天早晨让我们能够有如此的机会来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
It is only through a relationship with Jesus Christ that we can now come before the throne of grace with confidence.
我们知道是因为主耶稣基督为我们成就救恩的工作，使我们得赎，今天让我们能够来到你的面前，来到你施恩宝座的面前来敬拜你。
So, Father, we desire to come before you this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth.
父神，我们今天来到你的面前，我们所献上的敬拜，愿我们是以诚实、以心灵来敬拜你。
I pray that you would bless this time of remembering our fathers.
愿我们今天早晨在思想纪念我们父亲的时候，你能够祝福我们。
But Lord, I pray that this will also be a time that we can remember our Heavenly Father.
但不但我们纪念我们在世上的父亲，我们也纪念我们在天上的父神。
May all the glory and praise go to you.
愿所有的荣耀赞美都归于您。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I would like for us to think about what God's word says about our fathers.
今天早晨我想跟各位一起到圣经里面看看神的话是如此描述做父亲的。
Exodus 20:12 begins with the words, honor your father.
出埃及记第二十章第十二节一开始的时候就说要孝敬父母。
This is a very important commandment that God has given to us.
这是一个神给我们一条非常重要的一条诫命。
It is so important that he made it one of the Ten Commandments. It is actually the fifth of the Ten Commandments.
这个诫命重要到一个地步，神是在他给的十诫当中这是十诫当中的第一，这是十诫当中的一条诫，这事实上是第五条诫命。
The Ten Commandments are God's commands for how we should properly relate to Him and to others.
十诫是神给我们的诫命当中，特别要告诉我们如何的来认识他，与他交流，以及如何的来跟我们周遭的人来交流。
In order to have the most meaningful and blessed life.
如果照着神的实践来的教导来过生活，我们就会过着一个是正确且是丰盛的生活。
And this command is unique in that it has a specific promise of blessing attached to it.
这条诫命在实践当中是一条特别的诫命，因为它不只是给一条命令，但是它跟着命令来的是一个神的应许。
All the commands of God, if they are obeyed, will bring blessings.
当然，神的任何一条诫命。当我们顺着他去行的时候，神的祝福都会随之而来。
But this one is unique in that the blessing is specifically spelled out.
但是这个诫命与众不同的地方呢，就是他的祝福特别在圣经当中有清清楚楚的讲明白。
Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
当孝敬父母，因此。你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上就能得以长久。
The point of the blessing here is that if we honor our parents, we will be blessed.
所以这个应许的意思就是说，如果我们孝敬我们的父母，我们的自己的个人的生活和生命就会得神的祝福。
If we do not honor our parents, we are living in disobedience to what God wants us to do.
换句话说，如果我们不孝敬父母， 我们就是违背神的诫命，因此我们就得不到神的祝福。
We see in the book of Ezekiel that the nation of Israel did not follow this command.
我们在以西结书里面有看见以色列人他们并没有遵守神的这条诫命。
And that was a significant reason that the nation was later dispersed.
特别也因着他们违背神的这条诫命之后，以色列人他们这个国家就灭亡了，以色列人就被分散到各处。
The first part of Ezekiel 22 verse 7 says this.
在以西结书第22章第7节的前半节如此说。
It says, In you they have treated father and mother with contempt. Contempt means either with disdain or with disrespect.
他说在你们中间有轻慢父母的，这个轻慢的意思不只是不孝敬父母，而是带有与轻视或者是侮辱父母的意思。
And God's response in verse 15 of Ezekiel 22 is this, I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries, and I will put an end to your uncleanness.
那神对于他们如此的轻慢，他在第十五节有讲到他的惩戒，他说，我必将你分散在列国。
The Apostle Paul confirmed that this commandment in Exodus still applies to us today at the individual level.
使徒保罗他也将神的这一条十诫当中一条的诫命特别拿出来教导基督徒说，现在对我们来说这条诫命还是有功效的。
He says to us in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 2 and 3.
他在以弗所书第六章第二、第三节如此说。
He says, Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
他说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Jesus, who is God come in the flesh, also confirmed that this commandment still applies to us today.
主耶稣基督他是神，他是道成肉身住在这个世上的，他也在这条应许上面特别有他的教导。
As we see in the beginning of Matthew 19:19, as he responds to a rich young man, he says, Honor your father and mother.
在马太福音第十九章第十九节的时候，当他跟这个富有的官在讲话的时候，他就告诉他说，他就跟他说要孝敬父母。
So God's word clearly tells us to honor our father.
所以神的话很清楚地教导我们，我们需要孝敬我们的父亲。
And our mother.
当然也要孝敬我们的母亲。
Our parents.
也就是我们的父母。
But since today is Father's Day.
但是既然今天是父亲节。
The emphasis of the message will be on honoring the father.
我们今天信息的主要的目的就是讲如何孝敬我们的父亲。
So what does it mean to honor your father?
所以什么样子叫做孝敬父亲呢？
One truth that it means is that it means that you are to respect him.
当然孝敬父亲的有一部分的方面来讲就是我们要尊敬他。
In Leviticus 19:3, the first part of verse 3, it says, Each of you must respect his mother and father.
利未记第十九章第三节他说你们个人都要敬重你们的父亲和母亲。
Another translation has the word revere his mother and father, which is a stronger term than respect.
另外一个可以将这个敬重这个翻译的就是特别是敬畏他们。
You may not agree with everything that your father says or does.
也许你并不是完全的认同或者是认为你父亲所讲的每一句话都是正确的。
But you still need to respect the position in which God has placed him in your life.
但是呢，我们不能否认，就是我们需要尊敬他们，因为呢，他们是神摆在我们的生命当中，为了要来教养我们的。
He is your father.
他是你的父亲。
A God-given authority over you.
这是神赐给你的一个权柄。
But an authority who also loves you and cares about you.
这是神所赐的一个权威，在你生命当中的一个权威，但是这个权威也是爱你的，也是你需要敬重的。
And your father loving you and caring for you is in contrast to the governing authorities that God has also established over you.
神，你父亲对你的爱护， 关心和带领，这是神对你的爱护、关心和带领的一部分的表现。
So honoring your father means you are to respect him.
所以呢，孝敬父亲，其中一个意思就是你要敬重他。
It also means that you are to listen to him.
另外一个代表的也是你要听他的话。
Listening to your father is one of the primary ways that you show your respect to your father and your mother.
听从父亲所说的话是一个我们孝敬父母的一个很好的一个表征。
Practically, this can mean to not talk back to them in a disrespectful, rude, or despising manner.
一个实际上表现的方法就是当父亲跟我们说话的时候我们不回嘴，我们也不表现出一个好像很不耐烦或者是生气的一个态度。
When they tell you to do something, you don't just ignore them.
当父亲跟你说话叫你做事的时候你不是就是完全的把它当成
When you are told to do your chores or told to clean your room,
譬如你要做家事或者是要把你的房间清干净
or when you are told to stop playing video games and to do your homework,
或甚至父亲告诉你不要再玩游戏了或者是要开始做功课了
when you are given a curfew of 10 p.m. or whatever the curfew is, don't come back at 10:15 p.m.
或者你的父亲跟你说你可以出去玩但是呢你十点晚上十点前一定要到家你就不要十点十五分以后才回家
and when they come into your room to see what you are doing because they care,about you, don't tell them to exit the room.
当他们因为关心你想要看看知道你在做什么的时候来到你的房间你不要跟你的父亲说你赶快出去吧。
I have actually heard of ridiculous situations of children in the church who are in their room, one of their parents comes in and the child just says, get out.Go out, leave me alone.
我听过一个真实的发生的事情是我们教会里面年轻人家里面发生的事情是他的父亲走到他的房间里结果这个儿子他理都不理他的父亲但是他讲一句话爸爸你赶快出去
That's absolutely ridiculous
这是完全不合理的事
You have to remember it's their room
你要了解这是他的房子
And as children you should never have the attitude that you cannot wait to leave home
当然年轻人很多时候都有一个心态就是等不及离开家里
Because then I don't have to listen to my father or mother anymore
因为等到我离开家里以后我就不再需要听我的父亲或母亲
了 I can be totally free
我可以完全的自由了
But remember, you always have to answer to and are accountable to the ultimate higher authority, which is God
但是你要记得不论你在哪里你永远都需要有一个都要有一个在你的生命当中都是有一个权威的象征你也需要顺服这个权威这个就是神
Listening to your father is strongly emphasized in scripture
听从父亲的教训事实上这个在圣经里面是一个重点的教导
And the Bible tells us that the father is to be the spiritual leader and the primary teacher in the family
圣经里面也教导做父亲的说在家庭里面父亲是做一个属灵的领袖也是需要在属灵的方面带领这一个整个家庭。
Proverbs 1:8 says, Listen, my son, to your father's instruction.
箴言第一章第八节说我儿要听你父亲的训诲
And do not forsake your mother's teaching.
不可离弃你母亲的法则
Do not abandon or turn your back on.Your father's teaching or mother's teaching.
不要不听你父亲或者是你母亲的教导和训诲。
Proverbs 13:1 tells us, A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke.
箴言第十三章第一节说，智慧的孩子听父亲的教训，亵慢人不听责备。
These are wise sayings of the one who was the wisest man in the world, King Solomon.
箴言里面的话是智慧的言语，是在人类历史当中最有智慧的人所罗门王所写下来的。
Wisdom given to him from God.
他的智慧是神赐给他的。
Proverbs 23:22 says this, Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother.When she is old.
箴言第二十三章第二十二节说你要听从生你的父亲你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
We are to honor our parents our entire life.
我们要孝敬我们的父母，我们对他们的孝敬是他们一生的，对他们一生的孝敬。
But we also need to remember that the Bible gives commands to fathers as well.
但是我们也要记得圣经上面有给做父亲的特别的教导。
In Colossians 3:21, it says, Fathers, do not embitter your children, or to make them bitter towards you.
在哥罗西书第三章第二十一节他说，做父亲的，你们不要惹儿女的怒气。
By your this is talking about by your teaching of them.
当然这是说当你在教导教训你孩子的时候。
In verse 21, it goes on to say, Do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
第二十一节他继续说，你们不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
You don't see this type of warning given to mothers.
这样子的一个教导在圣经里面我们看不见是讲给母亲听的。
But you do see it given to fathers.
但是我们看见这样的教导是专门给做父亲听的。
And this is because sometimes fathers are not known for their gentleness as mothers are.
这也是因为做父亲的总没有做母亲的温柔。
So this is a reminder to fathers.
所以这是一个对做父亲的一个提醒。
Another reminder is given in Ephesians 6:4.
另外一个给父亲的提醒是在以弗所书第六章第三节
第四节 where it says fathers do not exasperate your children
再次他说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气
the NAS translates it fathers do not provoke your children to anger
这个就是讲说你们在教导他的时候不要让他们怒气发生。
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
但是在教导他们的时候，要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
In other words, as a father, you are not always emphasizing what you want them to do.
这边提醒我们做父亲的，就是说，当我们在教导儿女的时候，我们教导他们的不是我们自己要求他们想要做的事。
But you are primarily emphasizing what does God want them to do.
但是我们需要注重的是神要我们孩子怎么样子的过生活。
God's will, not just yours.
是神的旨意，不只是我们自己的意愿。
So from Scripture, we see that the father is to be the primary teacher in the family.
所以我们在从圣经里面我们学到做父亲的在家里面是做一个教导工作。
Now this doesn't mean that the mother does not teach.
当然这并不表示做母亲的就不用教导。
But the primary teaching responsibility is to be on the father.
但是呢要负教导责任的在家里面呢是做父亲的。
I appreciate very much my father's teaching of me as I was growing up and even now.
我很感激我的父亲从小到大甚至包括现在他不断地来教导提醒我
In my family it seems like my mother is the one who's constantly doing teaching in my life
在我们家中感觉上呢从我的感觉上好像妈妈是不断地在提醒我们不断地在教导我们
And I appreciate that
我也是对他很感激的
And that is helpful
也对我很有大的帮助。
But I also appreciate the times when my father asked me to just have a man-to-man talk with him.
但是我特别常常很感激的是我父亲会找我特别的我们两个是男人对男人的有一番谈话。
I appreciate those serious talks because that teaching during those times actually sets my bearings straight.
It 因为在
refocuses a proper perspective in my life.
因为在那一些谈话里面是重点式的谈话，它对我的生命生活当中有一些特别的提醒，使得我在做事情和对事情的看法和走的路上面能够有一个合适的调整和一个正确的方向。
A family cannot be devoid of a father's teaching.
在一个家庭当中，父亲的教训是不可缺少的。
And a father.Should be the spiritual leader in the family.
在家庭当中，做父亲的也应该是一个属灵的领袖。
And the teaching of the father is not only by word, but also by example.
做一个父亲的教导不只是用他口里所说的话来教他是要身体力行
The Bible gives us an account of an example of a relationship between a father and a son
圣经里面有给我们一个例子讲到是父亲跟儿子之间的一个关系
This was a son who honored his father by listening to him
这个儿子他是怎么样的来孝敬他的父亲就是他聆听他的教训
And by doing that he also honored the Lord
因为他孝敬他的父亲，因为他听他父亲的话，他也敬畏耶和华。
This is a biblical example that we see in Genesis 22 between a man called Abraham and his son Isaac.
这是一个在圣经里面，在旧约创世纪第22章里面所记载的一个故事，讲到的是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。
We don't have time to get too much into this.
我们今天没有太多的时间去看它的细节。
But this is an account where God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son as a burnt offering.
但是这边所讲到的故事是神他要求亚伯拉罕带着他挚爱的一个唯一的儿子以撒，神要亚伯拉罕将他奉献给神。
As a burnt offering to God.
是一个要把它当成一个燔祭焚烧给神
And we know that this was in order to test him.
我们也知道这是神为着要试炼训练亚伯拉罕
To mold him.
为着是要塑造他
And to assure him that he loved God the most in his life.
也是要让亚伯拉罕自己能够认识到在他的生命当中神是最重要的
We see in the account that God's intention was not to kill Isaac.
当我们读完经文的时候我们就知道神的目的从来就不是为着要以撒被杀
But to kill the thing that had become the idol in his life
但是呢亚伯拉罕所需要除灭的是他已经在他自己的生命当中把一些事情当成偶像
And we see in this passage in the account that Abraham obeyed the command of God to do this.
我们也知道圣经里面告诉我们亚伯拉罕他就顺服了神
And so he took Isaac up to a mountain to sacrifice him as a burnt offering to God.
所以他就带着他的儿子以撒到了山上做了一切的准备准备将他献给神作为燔祭
At this time Isaac was not a little kid anymore.
这个时候以撒他已经不再是一个小小孩了。
Most commentators believe that he was actually at least a teenager at that time.
大部分的解经家都说以撒到这个年龄至少差不多是青少年时期了。
Because he was the one who carried the wood for the sacrifice on his back.
因为圣经上面告诉我们以撒他自己他是那个背着这个柴薪的。
And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 7, imagine the pain in Abraham's heart as Isaac said to him these words. It says, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father? Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们可以设身处地的来想象当亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒在有这样的一个对话的时候亚伯拉罕的心里面是如何的难受这是在创世纪22章第7节以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说父亲啊亚伯拉罕说我儿我在这里以撒说请看火与柴都有了但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
We see that Isaac submissively allowed himself to be sacrificed out of obedience to his father.
我们也看见以撒因为他顺从他的父亲，所以呢，他也就愿意的被他的父亲献在这个祭坛上。
But in this account, we also read that God at the last moment held back the knife.
但是我们在这章经文里面也看见神在最后那一刻把阻止了亚伯拉罕手上所握的那把刀。
And he provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead.
在那最后一刻的时候，神就为亚伯拉罕预备了一只羔羊，所以呢，他可以用这个羊羔来献祭给神。
What God told Abraham to do in Genesis 22 is really an illustration that God wanted to show to Abraham and also to us.
在创世纪第22章，神 对亚伯拉罕所教的这一门功课，不只是为了亚伯拉罕，也是为我们今天在座所有的父亲学了一个功课。
For many centuries later, and many Bible scholars believe on that very mountain that Abraham was told to sacrifice his son Isaac.
因为在许多世纪之后发生的事情，许多解经家他们是如此说的。是跟亚伯拉罕献以撒是有相关联的。
God would provide the ultimate sacrificial lamb.
因为神最终是亲自的为我们预备那要献在祭坛上面的羊羔。
In his one and only son, Jesus Christ.
这个羊羔就是他的独一的儿子主耶稣基督。
Jesus was called the Lamb of God.
主耶稣他也被称为神的羔羊。
But with Jesus,
但是呢，在耶稣的生命当中
，the knife came down on God's own son.
那把刀却是在神的手中没有被阻止。
When he died on the cross for our sins in our place as our substitute.
因为他在十字架上面，因为我们的罪，为着我们的罪的工价的缘故，被神击杀。
That whoever believes in him, Jesus, will not perish.But have eternal life.
但是因为他在十字架上面所成就的工作，只要凡信耶稣基督的人，就不再会灭亡，反得永生。
But in order for Isaac to be willing to go through with this,
但是以撒他为什么心甘情愿的让他的父亲这样摆布呢？
Abraham had to be the spiritual leader of the family.
这代表的一件事情就是亚伯拉罕在他的家中。的的确确是名副其实的一个属灵的领袖。
Abraham had to be devoted to the Lord and to hold him in awe and reverence, fearing him in order to obey this command that God gave him.
亚伯拉罕必定是在他自己的生命当中，在他自己的生活当中，是以神为大，是完完全全的敬畏神、顺服神的一个人。因此，当神的命令来到，要他献上他的儿子以撒的时候，他是完全的顺服。
But Isaac also had to have a submissive attitude toward his father.
但是以撒他对他的父亲也需要有一个顺服的态度，是不是
？And he had to have a strong reverence and submissiveness toward the Lord, because Abraham told him, "This is what God wants me to do."
不但如此，他顺服他的父亲。他也对神，他也有一颗敬畏的心，顺服的心，因为他的父亲告诉他，我们要如此行，因为这是神的命令。
Isaac, I believe that he revered the Lord because he saw a strong reverence for the Lord in the life of his father.
我相信以撒之所以会对神有如此一个敬畏顺服的心，是因为他在他的父亲亚伯拉罕的身上看见相同的敬畏。
His obedience to his father and to his Lord could not have just come about naturally.
他对神，他对神的敬畏和这样一个顺服的心，并不是一个自然产生的一个信心。
One day, Lord willing,
有一天，如果神许可的话
，many, if not all of you young people,
我们在座的当中的年轻人，也许所有的人，也许少许的人。
Will be mothers and fathers.
但是你们会成为父亲或是母亲。
Are you willing to be an example of commitment to the Lord that your children can clearly see and recognize?
你愿意在神的面前有下定这样一个决心，就是你愿意在你自己的生命和生活当中为你的孩子做一个敬畏神、顺服神的好榜样吗？
Are you willing to tell the Lord today?Of your desire to be that type of father or mother in the future.
你今天愿意在神的面前定下这个心意，说神啊，我愿意为我的孩子做一个如此好的一个榜样吗？
Or perhaps for some of you, even now.
也许对我们在座的一些人来说，也许你现在就可以做这样的一个心愿。
You honor your father by respecting him.
你孝敬父亲。为的是要来，你是敬重他。
You honor your father by listening to him.
你孝敬你的父亲，你听从他的话。
You also honor your father, the final point, by bringing him joy.
你孝敬你的父母，你孝敬你的父亲，最后一点就是你带给他喜乐。
In Proverbs 10:1, it says, "A wise son brings joy to his father."
箴言，
十章。
箴言第十章第一节说，一个有智慧的孩子带给他的父亲喜乐。
But a foolish son, grief to his mother.
但是一个愚昧的孩子是叫母亲担忧的。
In Proverbs 15:20, it says, a wise son brings joy to his father.
箴言第十五章第二十节他说，智慧的孩子使父亲喜乐。
But a foolish man despises his mother.
但是一个愚昧的人，他藐视他的母亲。
And the first part of Proverbs 29:3 says, a man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father.
在箴言第二十九章第三节的前半节，他也说，爱慕智慧的使父亲喜乐。
Have you ever thought about the need to bring joy to your father or to your parents?
你有没有想过这一点呢？就是你要如何的能够带给你的父亲和母亲喜乐、欢乐？
When children are young, they tend to be immature in their thinking.
孩子小的时候，他们的思想是比较幼稚的。
They sometimes don't do anything for their parents until they are told.
他们会为父母做事情的时候，是因为父母要求他们做才做。
And even when they are told, they do it reluctantly or with complaints.
那有的时候，父母已经说了以后，他们虽然做，但是却是心不甘情不愿的去做。
Sometimes they don't care much about what is pleasing to their parents.
孩子们想的不是我这样子做会不会带给我的父母快乐。
And sometimes they are more interested in what pleases them.
因为他们心里面常常想的是。我要做什么事情能够带给我自己快乐？
Sometimes they are more interested in what their friends will think rather than what their parents will think.
许多时候，年轻人他们不顾虑父母对他们的看法，反而更顾虑的是他们的朋友对他们的看法。
And all this shows immaturity.
这样子一个思想是我们看得出是一个幼稚的思想。
Because it shows selfishness and self-centeredness.
因为这是一个自私。自我为中心的想法。
But if you are a true believer,
但是你如果是一个真正的基督徒，
by God's grace, you will do your best to bring joy into the lives of your parents rather than frustration and grief.
你就会靠着神的恩典，带给你父母欢乐，而不是带给他们忧伤。
There are many ways that a child can bring joy to his or her father.
一个孩子可以做许许多多的事让父母高兴。
Maybe whenever you do something that shows that you've thought about them.
也许当你在做事情的时候，你可以想，我这样子做会不会让我的父母高兴？
It is more than just throwing a card at them or just writing a check for them at the proper time or throwing a gift at them at the proper time. Have you done something that actually shows that you have thought about them and have put some thought?Into what you have given, an effort into what you have given to them.
这个所讲到的并不是只是好像在过年过节过生日的时候你写张卡或送个礼物好像表示表示而已。这个所提到的让父母亲高兴是讲到你是不是有做任何的事情让你的父亲可以知道你是在顾念着他，你想念着他，而且你是为着他的高兴，你是关心着他的生活。
Maybe giving them a gift just because.
也许你想到他们的时候你就送他们一个礼物。
Inviting them to dinner.
邀请他们跟你一起吃饭。
Take time spending, accompanying them somewhere.
你虽然自己的生活忙碌，但是你花时间带他们去地方去一起做事。
It usually doesn't take much to bring them joy.
事实上要带给父亲快乐的话很多时候你并不需要做太多事。
Or maybe showing appreciation for what they have done for you instead of taking it for granted.
可能是你特别的向你的父亲献上敬意，你告诉他你感激他所为你做的一切。
I know this father who gets up early, really early, every morning to take his daughter to some kind of sports practice.
我认识一个父亲，他每天早上都要起得很早。为着就是要带着他的女儿去做一个他的一个所参加的体育活动。
To him, it is a sacrifice. He's extremely busy.
对这个父亲来讲，这是他的一个牺牲，因为他是一个非常忙碌的人。
But I'm sad that his daughter treats it as nothing.
但是呢，很可惜的，我也让我很忧伤的是，我看见这个女儿 对他父亲的这样子的一个牺牲是完全是不痛不痒的。
The attitude is, you should be doing this. What's the big deal?
他的态度就是，你就是本来应该是这样子帮我的嘛，有什么大不了的呢？
We need to show appreciation to our parents.
我们需要向我们的父母献上我们的感激。
And to do whatever you were told to do, especially if you were still living at home, always obeying your parents in the Lord.
而且呢，我们特别是要顺服我们的父母，听他们的话，尤其是当我们还住在他们家里面的时候。
Unless they are telling you to do something that is against God's word, you should listen to them.
我们当然是要因为我们爱主的缘故，我们听父母的话，只要他们所教导我们的，只要他们告诉我们的是不违背圣经原则的，我们都需要去聆听。
We just read three verses that that show that being a child, being a child also that brings joy to his father is a child who shows wisdom.
我们刚刚读的那三节经文里面，在箴言书里面，我们看见就是当一个孩子带给他的父亲喜乐欢乐的时候，这就代表着你这个人是一个有智慧的人。
A child is showing wisdom when they listen to their father's or parents' advice.
所以作为一个孩子，当我们听从父母的教训和他们给我对我们的对我们所说的话的时候，我们在神的面前，我们是一个智慧的人。
That is consistent with scripture.
这是符合圣经的。
A child shows wisdom when he is asking advice from his parents.
一个孩子是怎么样子是能够做一个有智慧的孩子呢？
Child,
就是他们会去寻求父母的意见。
A child shows wisdom and brings joy to his father and parents when living in a responsible way in choosing the right friends, studying or working hard.
当一个孩子他们遵从父母的教训，在交友，在学习，在他们自己生活上面打理自己私事的时候，都有敬重父母亲的教导，这就是智慧。
And a child shows wisdom, and this should be critically important for Christian parents.
对一个做基督徒的父母来说，一个孩子在这件事情上面非常重要的是能够显示出智慧的。
This is what Christian parents should be desiring the most and should bring them the most joy.
对于一个信主的父母来说，孩子有智慧应该是在我们对他们的期盼上面是占首位的。
That their children are fearing the Lord.
这就是我们的孩子他们敬畏耶和华。
That they have extreme reverence for God. They care about what God wants in their life.
就是他们尊重神，他们愿意追求神在他们的生命当中所有的带领，然后他们愿意去顺服。
The Bible says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为圣经上面告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So,One way to bring joy to your parents is to be children of wisdom.
所以呢，作为父母的，我们看见我们的孩子，我们爱我们的孩子，我们愿意他们作为智慧的孩子。
Another practical way of bringing joy to your father or mother is by spending time with them.
那对孩子们来讲呢，我们要怎么样的带给我们父母欢乐呢？很简单的一件事情，就是我们要花时间跟他们一起在一起。
As your parents get older,
当你的父母渐渐年老的时候，
they appreciate it more and more when their children take the time to remember them.
他们会越来越看重他们的孩子与他们在一起的时间。
And take time out of their schedule to spend with them.
可以看见孩子们在他们忙碌的时间当中会抽出时间来与他们的父母在一起。
But often as parents get older,
但是可惜的就是当父母年纪渐长的时候，
It is often the case that their children become busier.
最常常发生的就是事情就是他们的孩子是越来越忙。
With their own lives and have less time to spend on the parents, and the parents are often neglected.
因为他们自己有自己的生活，自己有自己的事要去做，所以呢，能够给父母的时间是越来越少，而使得这些父母们他们就被冷落了。
I have absolutely no idea how parents are being treated in this church.
我不知道在我们教会里面 做父母的是怎么样被他们的孩子对待。
But I just want to say that it brings sorrow to my heart whenever I go to a convalescent home and I see the many elderly parents that are there that are simply waiting to die.
但是呢，我可以如此说，当我每一次去养老院探望这些老人的时候，我看到太多的老人坐在这个养老院里面，他们就坐在那边等，等，等什么？就是等死。
Who are often waiting and longing for their children to come to visit them.
另外，他们坐在那边等待的，等待期盼的就是哪一天他的孩子会来这边来探望他们。
And they are so happy when they do.
当他们看见他们的孩子的时候，他们是如何的雀跃。
I've talked to the elderly in convalescent homes.
我跟这些养老院里面的老人，我跟他们交谈。
And I see that they are totally passive and without, many of them passive and without any expression.
我看到很多他们这样的人，他们是非常的被动，也基本上没有什么反应，脸上也没有什么表情。
But whenever they talk about their children coming to visit them,
但是当他们谈到他们的孩子的时候，或者是当他们孩子来盼望他们的时候
，or something that their children have done for them,
或者是他们孩子为了他们做了些什么
，then all of a sudden they become completely animated.
突然之间，这个人就变成非常的生动。
Anything that shows that their children have thought about them.
因为他们任何能够代表出他的孩子还在想他们的事情，就让他们激动。
Blessed are those believers who are taking good care of their parents.
那些神的孩子好好的在看顾他们父母的，你们是蒙神祝福的。
When their parents are old, so that their parents are not feeling neglected, unwanted, unappreciated, and useless.
尤其当你们父母年老的时候，他们已经不能行动不方便，事情也做不太好，已经没有什么在生命当中还让他们期待的，但是你们却去关心他们。
For this is pleasing to God.
这是符合神的心意，这是让神喜悦的。
This is a way to honor God because you are honoring your father and mother.
我们孝敬我们的父母，我们敬重他们。是代表着我们对神的敬畏，对神的敬重。
I think you probably know that your father loves you.
我想你知道你的父亲是爱你的。
Sometimes they don't really know how to say it or show it because of cultural differences.
可能很多时候你的父亲不知道怎么样的明明白白的表达他对你的爱，也许是因为文化背景的关系，也许因为语言的不同。
Or maybe it was never shown to them by their father.
或者也许他自己的父亲就从来没有表达他的爱。
My wife's father or my father-in-law has never once told his daughter that he loves her.
我的岳父，我妻子的父亲，在他一生当中从来没有一次跟他说我爱你。
But there is no doubt in her heart that he does.
但是他是百分之百的确信，也知道。
She can tell by all the other things that he does for her.
因为他可以用很多其他在生活上面的琐碎的小事看出来他的父亲是爱他的。
And in his case, it is always telling his daughter she has to eat more and wear more and sleep more, rest more.
那在他们的这个关系当中，他的父亲是怎么样子来表现他的爱呢？就是不断的跟他的女儿说，你要多吃多睡，要穿得暖。要过得舒服，睡得好。
In the past, my father never told me that he loved me.
在我成长的这个小时候，过去我父亲也从来没有跟我讲我爱你。
And growing up in the United States, I expected him to say that, but he never did.
但是我既然因为我是在美国的社会成长的一个人，所以我从小期望的就是我父亲会说我爱你。
So sometimes I questioned his love.
所以呢，老实讲，我有时候怀疑他对我的爱。
But I remember one time my father was convicted by a message that he heard, and he just hugged me and said, "I love you, son," and started crying, and he was just like, "What's going on here?"
我记得我已经很大的时候，有一回我的父亲听了一篇道，特别受了圣灵的感动。他就来到我这边，然后他就突然间就拥抱着我，然后就说我爱你儿子，然后我看到他这样讲，我自己都愣住了。
I think it was totally confirmed to me the day I left home.
但是呢，我知道当我离开家去读书的时候，那一天我非常清楚感受到我父亲的爱。
I was in the dorm, and I remember that he wrote a little list of all these things that I had to watch in my life.
我记得我们已经到了学校的宿舍，我父亲给了我一张纸，上面是一个清单，这个清单就是我在我生命当中一切要注意的事情。
And then after he gave the little list to me to ask me to keep it, and then he just hugged me and it just started like crying, but this is more than crying, it's like 嚎啕痛哭。I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's just like, wow, I guess he must love me very much.
他给了我这个清单了以后，他就抱着我，他就没讲话，他就不只是哭流泪，他是嚎啕大哭，哭得好像是。
Okay, okay.
所以我看见我的父亲这样子这么的伤心，这么的这样子的感情的流露，我就知道毫无疑问的他是爱我的。
Now I absolutely know that my father loves me.
当然，我现在是十分的相信，也确信，也知道我父亲爱我。
Even though he still doesn't.Tell me that.
虽然他到今天还不是也没从来没有用说话的方式来表达他的爱。
Sometimes they think that to show their love is simply by working hard and providing for their family.
有的时候做父亲的，他们表现他们对他们孩子的爱就是努力的工作。
When they see that their family is enjoying themselves and is being provided for, they are happy and believe that they have shown them that they love them.
当他们看见他们的家人可以享受着。过着他们的生活，快快乐乐的过着他们的生活，他们无忧无虑，做父亲的他就会得到满足。
But at the same time, I also realize that a father's love and care is limited.
但是当然，我也知道做父亲的，我们的爱虽然的的确确是牺牲的爱，但是我们的爱还是有限制的。
And that in our society there are exceptions to the rule.
而且在我们的社会上面，社会当中，我们看见有些父亲不是如此的。
And I think this is something that as fathers, the fathers need to watch for as well.
所以我想在这些事情上面，我们做父亲的，我们也是要自我提醒。
The role that the father plays in the family over time is becoming less and less.
在我们的这个社会里面，我们看见父亲在家中所扮演的一个角色是越来越微不足道了。
In our present society, many fathers are missing from the family.
在我们今天的社会当中，我们看见很多家庭的成分，父亲已经不在这个家中了。
Either physically not present as a result of divorce or desertion.
有些家庭父亲不在，也许是因为离婚的关系，或父亲他就把他的家庭撇下跑走了。
Or they're so wrapped up in their work that they have no time to spend with their children.
或者有些父亲因为工作的缘故，因为忙碌，因为在忙自己的事情，他们基本上从来就没有在孩子的生活当中出现过。
Maybe they're not really carrying out the role of a father as God had intended for them to do.
所以这些父亲或者是他们在扮演父亲的这个角色上面，他们没有顺从的神的带领、神的规范来做。
God's will for a family is that the children have a good relationship with their father.
神对于一个家庭，他的计划，他的一个蓝图是一个家庭里面的孩子是有父亲的。
If we look at the heart of God in the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
我们看看神对于父亲在家庭里面所扮演的一个角色，他神的心意是什么？我们来看旧约里面最后一卷书《马拉基书》第四章第五到第九节，
第六节，
五到六节。
God says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children."To their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
神说，看啊，耶和华大而可畏的日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。免得我来诅咒遍地。
So God's will is for the fathers to have a good relationship with their children.
所以我们看见神他最终的心意是父亲和他的儿女他们是 有非常亲密的一个关系。
But the Bible also tells us that no matter what our earthly father is like,
但是圣经也告诉我们，不论我们在世上的这个父亲是怎么样的一个父亲，
There is a heavenly father who delights in us.
我们在天上有一个父神，父亲，他是完完全全喜悦我们的神。
Who will never forget us.
他永远不会忘记我们。
Will always care for us.
他永远眷顾我们。
And will always love us.
他永远爱着我们。
In the book of Zephaniah, there's a very beautiful verse in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
在西番尼亚第三章第十七节是这样说。
God says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
西番雅书第三章第十七节，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你。且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The Bible clearly tells us that God is like a father to us, but a perfect father.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，神他是我们的父亲，他是那位完美的父亲。
If we quickly look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12.
我们很快地看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十一到第十三节。
Paul says this, For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
第十一和第十二节，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十一、十二节，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们。嘱咐你们个人好像父亲带自己的儿子儿女的一样，要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
The qualities that should be present in a father toward his children, encouraging, comforting, urging, are fully present all the time with God toward his children.
因为我们知道神对于他的孩子的对待他孩子的一个方式，就是他是劝勉他们，安慰他们，不断的嘱咐他们，这就是父亲对待儿女的情形是一般的。
God encourages his children.
神他是劝勉他的孩子的。
Whenever during our time of need and we come before him in prayer,
当我们来到神的面前，我们向他祈求的时候，
He gives us the strength to continue on.
他赐给我们力量，让我们能够继续往前行。
He encourages us by the Holy Spirit using His Word.
他鼓励我们，用借着圣灵将他自己的话语教导给我们。
Even as a father should encourage his child to continue on, to not give up.
就如同一位父亲要不断的勉励，鼓励他自己的孩子要往前走。
It is those times that we come before God and we feel that we cannot go on, that He lifts us back up on our feet.
当我们来到神的面前，我们跟神说我们再也走不动的时候，但是神却来到我们，神却安慰着我们，赐给我们力量，再次的让我们牵着我们的手，让我们继续走下去。
To continue to live gives us the strength to continue to live a life in a relationship with Him.
赐给我们力量，让我们能够不断地走这个人生的道路，而且是在主里面而行。
God also comforts His children.
神也安慰我们。
In the Bible, He is called, in 2 Corinthians 1:4, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.
在哥林多后书里面，他讲的神是一位用各样的安慰来安慰我们的神。
As we come to Him during our times of distress,
当我们在我们遇到困难的时候，
His comfort often comes to us as an inner peace that the Bible describes as beyond human understanding.
神在我们的心灵的深处所赐给我们的安慰，照着圣经来讲，是那个超乎我们所想的一个安慰。
Even as a father comforts his child by reassuring them that everything will be okay.
就像是一个父亲跟他的孩子说，不用担心，一切都会变成好的。
And God is also one who urges his children.
神也是一位劝嘱咐
This is talking about this urge is talking about to exhort or even to warn us.
这个嘱咐是讲到, 给他们, 教导, 而且不但是教导, 而且是极力的, 在, 勉励他们继续去做该做的事,
urging us from his word to do what is right.
用神他自己的话来鼓励他的孩子去做正确的事情,
using his word to warn us to stay away from what is wrong and what will hurt us.
借着他自己的话来警告我们, 不要去做我们不该去做的事。
But most of all, God is a loving Father.
但是最重要的, 神是那位爱我们的神,
that desires only what is best for his children.
他要将他最好的赐给他的孩子。
And we can come into the presence of this loving Father and become his child through faith in Christ alone.
我们可以来到神的面前, 我们可以认识他, 就像孩子认识父亲一样, 只要我们能够借着主耶稣基督, 信靠主耶稣基督的心, 来到他的面前。
I remember a baptism testimony by, from a sister that was very touching to me.
我记得我听见一位姊妹在受洗的时候, 她所做的这个见证, 是, 让我非常的感动。
This was a sister in Christ who had had a very rough and difficult past.
这位姊妹, 她, 的过去的生活是非常的艰难而且是非常的痛苦的,
who never felt that she had the love and the acceptance that she had wanted from her father.
她在她的生命当中从来就没有从她的父亲那里得到任何的关爱和呵护。
But one day she heard the good news about Jesus.
她这么的渴慕她的父亲的爱和爱护, 但是她却得不着, 有一天她听见了神的爱, 耶稣基督的,
she heard and realized that she was a sinner.
她听见了福音的信息, 她了解到她自己是一个罪人。
She heard that the penalty, the Bible says that the penalty of sin is death, eternal death.
她也听见圣经里面说, 罪的工价就是死, 而且这是一个永生的死亡。
But she also heard that Jesus, in his love for us, died on the cross for our sins.
但是她听到同一篇的信息里面讲到的是, 神是爱我们的, 我们的罪可以得到赦免, 因为主耶稣基督在十字架上已经为我们的罪而付上了罪的工价。
And that if she would confess her sins to God,
如果她愿意在神的面前, 忏悔, 能够悔改,
and to be willing to turn from the way that she was living,
如果她能够认清她自己的罪, 她也能够从她的这个愿意从她的这个罪的生活当中而离开,
and to receive Jesus into her life as her Savior for the forgiveness of sins.
若她愿意接受主耶稣基督, 在她的生命当中, 作为她赎罪的这位主,
and to be the Lord in her life.
也能够成为她生, 自此以后, 生活当中的主人,
not only would her sins be forgiven,
那不但她的罪就被得赦免,
she would have assurance of eternal life.
她会有一个确信, 就是她在神的面前能够有永生,
and she would become a child of God.
而且她能够成为神的女儿。
And she did that. She received Christ as Savior and Lord that day.
她就听了信息那天, 她就接受了主耶稣基督成为她的救主和生命当中的主。
And at that time, some of the key sins in her life were hatred, anger, bitterness, an unforgiving spirit toward people.
当时在她的生命当中, 她所面对的非常严重的许许多多的罪, 包括是恨恶人, 包括是嫉妒, 包括是, 对人的, 的这个怒气。
And she said that after she received Jesus, she felt as if a huge burden had been lifted off of her.
她的见证跟我们分享的时候, 她如此说, 当她接受主耶稣基督的, 救恩的时候, 她就觉得她心中肩上所扛的这个很重很重的担子, 突然之间就被挪去了。
She also said that she was overwhelmed by the sense of being accepted and loved.
她也说就在那一刻, 她完完全全地感受了被神的接纳。
The love she felt that she needed so much from her earthly father and never seemed to get was completely replaced by the love and acceptance by her heavenly father.
她如此渴望期盼能够从她在世上的父亲所得到的爱和呵护, 她在那一刻就完完全全地从神那里而得着了。
But the even more amazing thing is that she began to love the people in her life that she formerly had hated.
但是更不可思议的事情就是他在那一刻之后，在他生命当中以前他是恨恶只会发怒气的这些人，突然之间他发现他能够去爱他们。
And she felt the need to reconcile her relationship with her father.
她也觉得她需要去跟她的父亲把这个她跟她父亲之间的关系重新复合。
And that's what she did.
她也如此做了。
This was by the power of God, not by her own power.
这是靠着神所赐的力量而成就的，不是靠着她自己的意愿。
And God today can be your heavenly father, and you can be his child.
神今天也能够成为你在天上的父亲，你今天也能够成为神的儿女。
The Bible says in John 1:12, Yet to all who received him, meaning Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音第一章第二十一节，主耶稣第一章第十二节，主耶稣基督如此说：凡接待他，就是主耶稣的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In closing,
最后，
honoring our father or parents is a way that we honor God.
孝敬父亲或者说孝敬父母是我们敬畏神的一个方式。
I hope that we have been reminded of the importance of that today.
我希望我们今天有被提醒到。
Whether we want to or not.
不论我们自己是愿意与否。
But ultimately, we are to honor our Heavenly Father.
但是呢，我们知道我们在生命当中最重要的就是我们需要敬畏、敬重、孝敬我们的
If we honor our Heavenly Father, then we will want to honor our parents as well.
如果我们愿意去顺服、敬重神的话，我们也会自然的愿意来孝敬我们在地上的父亲。
Actually, if you are not honoring your parents that you can see, the chances are good that you are not honoring a God that you cannot see.
你要知道，如果我们在地上我们看得见的父母，我们都没有办法孝敬他们，我们都不敬重他们，那很肯定的就是我们没有在敬重我们的神。
We honor our Heavenly Father by our extreme reverence of Him.
我们敬重神的一个代表就是我们是极度的敬畏他。
Shown by our obedience to Him.
我们顺服他。
By bringing Him joy.
我们带给他喜乐。
It brings him joy when we are living by his wisdom and not our own, when we are living according to his word.
神怎么样会喜悦我们呢？就是我们遵守他的话语，我们遵守他的话语的教导来过我们的生活。
That is always going to be for our good.
因为我们尊重神，我们顺着他的心意而活，这永远永远都是对我们自己有好处的。
We bring him joy when we, whatever we give to him in terms of possessions or time or whatever is from our heart.
当我们献给神的，不论是我们的时间、精力或金钱，但是我们所给他的是从我们心底的发自心底内心深处所给他的。
Just like Jesus took notice of that of the widow and throwing the little coins into the offering box, more so than all the people who plunked down these bags of money that were just doing it out of obligation.
就像主耶稣基督看见这个贫穷的寡妇，他在奉献箱里面投的是一小块铜板，但是主耶稣基督说这是神看重的。比那些其他的人是大袋大袋的金钱投进去的还更要重要。
It brings him joy when we are grateful and thankful for what he has done in our lives.
当我们在神的面前，我们是用一个感恩的心过生活，我们知道我们生命当中一切美好的事物都是从神那边而来的时候，这就带给神喜乐。
Just like Jesus took note of the 10 lepers that were healed and the one leper that came back, Jesus said to him, "Where are the other 9?"
就像主耶稣基督当他医治了这十个麻风病人的时候，只有一个人回来，主耶稣说，其他那九个得医治的人呢？
And it brings him joy whenever we remember him in our lives.
当我们在生命当中，我们记得神的时候，我们纪念他的时候，这就带给神喜乐。
Whenever we love to spend time with him.
当我们愿意跟神交通，愿意用时间与他亲近。
And whenever we trust in his love toward us.
当我们完完全全信靠他的爱，信靠他的供应。
Psalm 147:11 says, The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
诗篇第143篇第11节，他就讲到说，神所喜悦的是那完全信靠他，完全在神的里面将自己的生命摆在神的生命里面，而从中得到喜悦的，这些人是神所喜悦的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你今天用你的话语来亲自跟我们说话。
And Lord, as we have seen your command to us that we are to honor our father and our mother.
神，我们清清楚楚地看见你的话，你所赐给我们的教导就是要我们来孝敬我们的父母。
This is not a suggestion.
这不是一个建议。
This is a command that this is what you want us to do.
这是一个诫命，这是你要求我们而去行的。
Whether we feel like doing that or not.
也许我们愿意去做，也许我们不愿意去做，但是不论如何，我们都得去做。
And Father, I pray that you, your word would speak to our hearts today.
天父，我们求你今天亲自的与我们每一个人说话。
To teach us how we can better honor our father and our mother.
你教导我们要如何的来孝敬我们的父亲，孝敬我们的母亲。
And Lord, when we do that, Lord, we are also honoring you.
主，当我们孝敬我们父母的时候，我们就知道我们是在敬重你。
Because you have told us to do this.
因为这是你给我们的一个诫命。
So if we don't listen, we're not honoring you.
我们如果不听从你的诫命，不听你的话，我们就不是在敬重你了。
Lord, you have placed our father and our mother over us as a loving authority.
主啊，你在我们的生命当中赐给了我们父亲，赐给了我们母亲，让他们在我们的生命当中，在我们的生命里面有权威的象征。
Help us to better see their heart.
帮助我们能够去了解、体贴他们的心。
But Lord, in some cases, perhaps where a father or mother may have truly failed us.
我们知道，在世上，我们有些人的父亲、母亲，他们事实上没有做到他们该做的角色。
Help us still to honor them.
但是神啊，求助你在这样的情形当中更添加我们力量，能够从因为你的关系而去爱这样子的父亲。
But also to remember that there that we have a heavenly Father.
但是同时的提醒我们，我们在天上有一位爱我们的父神。
Who is always perfect towards us.
不论何时什么样的环境，你都是永永远远的爱着我们。
Whose love is always unfailing towards us.
你的爱是永不磨灭的。
So Father, we thank you for this time.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you most of all for Jesus.
我们也特别为你的儿子主耶稣基督献上感恩。
Because it is only through him that we can become the children of God.
因为只有借着主耶稣基督，我们才能够成为神的儿女。
And as your children, we will spend eternity in heaven with you.
当我们成为你的儿女的时候，主，我们在永世当中都能够在你的面前而活。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.